on the road or off-road, Chevy Silverado is built for tough performance in any condition. Hit the road in a new Silverado pickup. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com for a dealer near you. Chevy Silverado, official truck partner of the Chicago Bears.
Patrick Dolan from Conti and Dolan in studio with us. Patrick, good to see you, my friend.
Good to be here.
You do all things employment law. What does that cover?
It covers anything to do with workplace situations. So it could be a contract issue, a compensation issue, a harassment issue, an investigation or performance issue, anything regarding your work.
Right. 312-91-7200. That's our phone number. We'll take you right up to Blackhawks hockey and all of your questions and concerns. We got one right off the bat, Patrick.
Okay, let's do it.
773. I just got written up. What should I do?
What you should do is ask for the details of it and provide a response in writing. I think most people don't agree with the reason they're written up, but they don't know what to do.
Or they have a another side of the story, or let me add some facts to what happened.
The context, right, because maybe someone's complaining about you that has ulterior motives. Mm-hmm. You don't know. But the point is you should respond in writing so that there's a record of it. Because not only is it important at that point, but it could be important and usually is down the road.
Okay, so you want to write it in writing, your response. Should I be signing those documents? Is there anything I should be looking out for there?
So if you're presented with something like a performance improvement plan, something that's in writing, they want you to sign that you've received it, and maybe, if you read the fine print, admit to what they're alleging. So you have to be super careful. You want to sign, but only that you acknowledge receipt. So read it carefully, but you should sign it because they don't want to be insubordinate and say, I'm not signing that. If you disagree, sign it, but write in under your signature, I do not agree, but I acknowledge receipt.
Okay.
And then prepare a separate writing. It could be an email or something, but don't just tell the HR person or your boss how you disagree with it. Let them know in writing.
Sounds like something Michael Scott would say to Toby in the office.
Yeah, I think
okay.
That's right.
So be Michael Scott and cross it out and write your own thing.
That's right.
Acknowledge it.
Right.
Okay. 773 wants to know, oh, this is a good one, Patrick.
Okay.
I'm going to take a new job. At least I think I am. They're offering me $72,000 a year, and they're asking me to sign a non-compete. I will be working in Illinois. Is that against the rules?
Well, if you make under $75,000 a year in Illinois, a non-compete is not enforceable against you. So even if they have one, it can't be enforced against you. Now, you should probably point that out and say, my understanding of the law is that it's not enforceable.
Maybe they got just the regular packet and they accidentally included it. It may not have been malicious by giving them too much credit?
Maybe.
Okay.
But the point is, it doesn't really matter if you are or not. I would just point it out and say, whether they know it or not, you're going to tell them it's not enforceable because you don't make $75,000 a year in the state of Illinois.
Could you use that as leverage to say, I'll sign it, but you need to pay me $75,000?
You could. Absolutely. You want the non-compete, pay me $75,000.
Right.
And that's only step number one, because if they want to enforce it within 2 years of you working there, they have to give you more money. That's called consideration.
Wait, what does that mean? Explain that again for me.
So if you're employed for 2 years or less, mm-hmm. and you leave the company for whatever reason, doesn't matter if you quit, you're terminated, it doesn't matter, a company cannot enforce a non-compete against you unless they give you something for it, usually money.
So if I work for a place for 1 year and 364 days, I leave, there's a non-compete, they say, no, we're going to enforce this. You say, you owe me money.
You say to the company, if you want me to abide by the non-compete, you need to give me something of value, usually money, so it can be enforceable.
Patrick Dolan, 312-332-7800 is his number. 312-981-7200 is our number with your employment law questions. 312-981-7200. Everyone else at the office is from the 773, seems to have gotten a 5 or 6% raise.
Mm-hmm.
Me and three other women I work with all got a 1% raise. We're all in our 50s. That doesn't pass the sniff test immediately, does it?
No, I got a lot of questions. So if it depends on who got those raises, are they comparable employees? Are there women within the group who got the raises? So you're trying to figure out whether it's based on gender, based on age, but then you got to go with comparable employees. It can't be folks who are a lot higher than them or a lot lower than them, right? Because they're just, you can't compare, the law doesn't allow you to compare those people.
Because it could just be that everyone in their 50s that she works with are at the same level. and other people that got raises are in different departments or different levels.
100%.
But if they are her coworkers and colleagues doing similar jobs, they all got 6%, and us little cluster of friends only got 1%.
And if they're men and if they're under 40, I mean, just pick a protected category, right? Then, yeah, that's a start of a discrimination claim, and I have to ask a whole bunch of questions about whether there's a legitimate business reason for that.
312-332-7800 is where you can reach Patrick Dolan. You're fine with a listener calling you?
Absolutely.
You'll answer it.
Do it all the time.
Let's get to Pat. Pat's on WGN. Hey, Pat.
Yeah, I was wondering, are employers required to pay out your accrued PTO whether you leave on your own or you're let go?
I love that question.
That's
Pat.
A great question.
Patrick, what do you got?
Pat, the answer is yes. It doesn't matter what circumstances you leave under. In Illinois, the company is required to pay accrued unused paid time off when you leave.
All right.
There you go.
Well, thank you very much.
Does someone owe you? Does someone owe you, or are you about to quit tomorrow with those 5 weeks of vacation?
Well, I actually am. I mean, they know about it, but I better go.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thanks, Pat. No, I appreciate that. Yeah. The one thing we tell them is, the one thing we always have Iridian tell everyone is, don't name your company.
Name the company.
And
right.
Here I am asking follow-up questions, just begging them out.
Give
all right.
Away.
This is from the 630. I don't know if you know this, Patrick, but okay. I know you'll look into
okay,
it.
Okay, go ahead.
I work for a company that supplies the government, and I've heard the term that we, the company, are a government contractor.
Yep.
I've heard that companies that are contractors with the government are entitled to have sick pay 56 hours a year, but we don't get any sick days. But you have a lot of follow-up questions there.
I do. I mean, so they're a government contractor.
So the theory maybe is that maybe the federal government has a law, or maybe it's the state government, I don't know, that says if we do work with you, you have to abide by these rules too. Have you heard of that?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, absolutely. A lot of federal contractors have to abide by a whole bunch of rules that private employers do not have to abide by. So I'm happy to follow up with that person and talk to them about a bunch more, you know, much more issues there. But yeah, there's a lot of stuff that I have to abide by.
Okay. The 773 has a little bit more about age discrimination.
Okay.
That were a nice long question, but the
sure.
Crux of it is they're asking people to use social media a lot more for her job.
Yes.
And they seem to be singling out older people, yeah, saying that they don't understand this and asking them even to just stop trying, and they're being treated differently. I bet a lot of people go through something like this.
Yeah, I hear this a lot, John. So if it's a principal duty of your job that you need to use social media, then the person, the older worker in this instance, needs to figure out how to do that. In that they can't, then they could be terminated for it, despite the fact that they're older. So it's not necessarily age discrimination. It's because they can't perform the essential functions of the job. But it really has to be an essential function.
Right. So the act of saying, please do this, you cannot say, and you refuse or you don't, and you get fired, that seems okay. That seems up and up. What if it's that this person needs a little more training on this because maybe they didn't grow up in the internet age like a lot of our listeners? Does the company have to help you along? Or
that person needs to be accommodated, and everyone else who, you know, it doesn't necessarily need to be older workers, although it usually is, but they need to be accommodated with training. You can't just terminate them without going through that process.
Okay, exactly, right?
Yeah.
If not, that could be backdoor age discrimination.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know that
we're not
someone
going to train you.
Right,
you
know? Exactly. But please make sure you got a good TikTok dance.
Because I guarantee you, younger workers have been trained for something else.
Right.
So what's the difference?
Right, exactly.
Thanks, John.
Shout out to the older workers out there that are asked to do TikTok dances.
Yeah.
Go to the American Hip Institute if you need some help before you do the dance.
You
630 says, this is interesting, and this will probably be our last question.
Okay.
My husband worked for a company that stopped paying him a few years back. He took him to court. He won, but the company never paid. And now it is too late to go to the Illinois State Labor Board. Is there a way to collect what was owed 5 years ago? That company's still in business.
Yeah.
Yes, right?
Well, I don't know what the statute of limitations on collecting a judgment is, but it seems, you know, it seems possible. It just depends on what the date is that they have to enforce a judgment. But if the company is still a going concern, I thought they were going to say they were bankrupt.
Right.
Which that's a whole different ballgame, right?
Mm-hmm.
But if they're still a going concern, I think there are definitely ways to enforce that.
All right, 630. Call Patrick Dolan.
Yeah.
And 312-332-7800. Oh, the 708 heard you last week, loved you, wanted to know. Can you explain the WARN Act one more time?
Sure. So
in 45 seconds.
Ooh, quick. So it's a federal act. There's also a state equivalent that requires companies to provide 60 days notice of a group job termination or plant closing, a facility closing, or something that it just eliminates most of the workforce. 60 days paid compensation and benefits. So they can't just shut your facility down the next day and not give you anything. You're due 60 days paid compensation and benefits.
312-332-7800 is how you reach Patrick Dolan from Conti and Dolan. Yes, of Karen Conti. And Patrick, you'll join us on Let's Get Legal, start of the show on Saturday, okay?
Absolutely. Love to.
All right.
Go
1
Hawks.
O'clock. Yeah, go Hawks.